Okay, sports choir here at Georgia Tech. Volleyball, Gabriella. You had a career-high 19 digs and 16 kills against Kansas State. Going into that contest, did you have a feeling that you can have a sharp performance as you did?
I mean, you never know when you're going to perform as well. You always go hoping for that. You always like do your best. And of course, what I wanted the most was for us to get out of there with the win. That didn't happen. I mean, I'm happy that I got like my kills and digs, but I wanted the team to win before that, of course. But I mean, I didn't expect that, but I knew I was going to do my best, and I did, so that's pretty cool.
How was the tournament overall? Team finished in 1-2 in it. Was it tough competition? Do you think that's going to help you prepare for other parts of this season?
It's definitely going to help us, but it was really tough because we definitely had the capability of win for those teams that we lost. But it's a good learning, and since it's just preseason, I think it's good that that happened now, so we won't let it happen again. And we had a lot of errors in both of the matches, so it makes us feel a little bit more comfortable in the sense that it's in our control. Like, if we take care of our business, I guess we could have got the wins.
Defensively, the team is ranks very high in the ACC and opponents. Offensive percentages, and I think you're first in digs as well. What's it been about the team defensively that's been a positive? What do you think you've done well on that?
Well, the coaches have been focusing on that a lot, and we've been practicing that a lot, so it's good that we actually see it happening. The digs come because like the good blocking and like the good stick with the plan.
Sure.
So I think the team did a great job that, like just going after balls and like, having good posture and blocking, so yeah.
Do you feel more comfort now in your second year here at Georgia Tech, as opposed to last year? What are some of the differences that you've noticed?
I mean, definitely. When I first got here, everything was totally different. The transition was not easy for me, not just volleyball-wise, but it's another country, another language, high school to college, everything's really hard for me. That's actually my third year, so my second year things got better, but I guess like now I can definitely say that I figured things out and I definitely have everything under control. I don't know, I just feel like way more comfortable now than I did before.
Take me back to your prep career as far as high school in Brazil. How did you become aware of this program, and what attracted you to come to Georgia Tech?
In Brazil, when you go to your last year of high school, you kind of have to make a decision if you want to try to go pro or get a degree. Because if you want to go pro, you probably won't study as much in your last year of high school. But if you want to go to college, you have to study really hard in this last year because you have to take a test to get into a good college. And when I had to make that decision, I didn't want to give up on volleyball or a degree. So I started searching, and like I searched that in the United States you were able to do both. And then I contact a company that helps athletes from other countries to find colleges in the US, and then they found Michelle, and then I started talking to her, and then she made me an offer to come here, and I came.
What did the Brazilian background help? As far as, you mentioned like language and culture. Was that helpful to have a coach of Brazilian descent as well? And help as far as communication, even with where to be on the court or things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was easier because she's been going through what I'm going through now in the past, so she was able to help me with that. And still, a lot of times when I'm in the court, she speaks to me in Portuguese, and I speak to her in Portuguese, so that's good. And it wasn't just her, because she's from Brazil, but like I think the whole team really like helped me a lot with this communication thing. They were really patient with me when I didn't understand something, so yeah.
And what have you liked about being here in the United States so far? What are some good things?
I definitely made a lot of good friends here. I think that's like the biggest thing, like no matter where you go, if you like find good people, and I definitely did, like my teammates and just friends in general, so I think that's the part that I like the most, the people.
And lastly, you face, you have the Georgia Challenge, you're hosting it this year. You're facing the three other really metro Georgia teams. What's that like? I know, I'm pretty sure you've crossed paths with them from other games, and I'm sure you may even do open gyms with them, things like that. What's that like having all of the Georgia teams here at Georgia Tech?
It's really awesome. I mean, it's really good to have all the teams here in our gym, and it's going to be our first home tournament, so that's going to be really exciting. Playing Kennesaw, we had a tough loss last year, so we really want this game to happen. And just playing teams from Georgia, it's more exciting. And playing UGA, of course, it's going to be awesome. So I think it's going to be a really good environment, and I think we're ready for it. So, cool. Yeah.